Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is clock. C-L-O-C-K.
Really?
You bet your life. Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who have on display the outstanding DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission and the all-new Plymouth, your best buy in the low-priced field. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
That's me, George Fenneman. No, that's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am with 1,000 doubloons for one of our couples tonight. Well, take off, Mr. Fenneman. Who's first?
Well, Groucho, we have some people with interesting stories for you tonight. They're Mr. Harry Myers and Mrs. Alice Braben. They're waiting outside to meet you. So, folks, you come in now, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common way. It's something you see every day. Mrs. Alice Braben and Mr. Harry Myers. Mr. Myers, you're a fine-looking gent.
Well, thank you, Groucho.
And you certainly don't look your age. By the way, how old are you, about 86?
Yeah. You're missed it about 20 years, Groucho.
You mean you're 106?
No.
Say you don't look it. You don't look a day over 66. Are you married, Harry?
Groucho, I've been married for 21 years to a very lovely blonde.
Is that so?
Yes.
She still a blonde?
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the people we get up here have some claim to fame. What is yours? And don't say a scotch and soda, because that's an old joke. Has anything unusual happened to you?
Well, back in 1904, I was the first person arrested for speeding in an automobile.
Well, shake hands. I was the last man arrested for speeding. I got fixed this afternoon. How fast were you hitting it up, Harry?
I was driving a 1904 Winton, going at 12 miles an hour in a 10-mile-an-hour zone, and was chased by a policeman on a bicycle in a speed trap.
And he caught you?
He caught me, and I went to court and paid $7.
What sort of work do you do, Harry?
On the 4th of July, I produced the fireworks show in the Coliseum for the American Legion.
And that's your job? You just blow your top one day a year? What do you do the other 364 days?
Well, that
you sell sunglasses for eclipses or something?
Groucho, that isn't a one-day job. It takes about 6 months to build this show.
It does?
To get it ready for preparation, because it's the world's largest fireworks show.
Uh-huh. Well, you must get a big bang out of a job like that, don't you?
Indeed, Jess, and I've been doing it for 22 years.
And you blow everything up.
Blow everything up in about an hour's time.
Mrs. Braben, is that you?
Yes.
That's a good old Irish name, Braben. Where are you from?
Lapland.
Where?
Lapland.
Lapland. Oh, Lapland. Is there really such a place as Lapland?
Yes, it's the northern part of Finland.
It's in the northern part of Finland?
Yes, sir.
Is that so? Well, you see, I learned something here tonight. I always thought Lapland was where good secretaries go when they die. Well, what is it like in Lapland? It must be pretty cold there, huh?
No, it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it can be cold and beautiful. I once had a girl like that.
Rolling tundra and snow-capped mountains and...
Rolling dundras?
Tundra.
Dundraps.
No, tundra. T-U-N-D-R-A.
Has some notion that I can spell. Huh? Well, you have some refreshing points of view, Alice. Do you have any advice to people in general that you could impart at this time?
Oh, one of them is to them should mind their own business. No.
I didn't mean me. I meant the other people. You didn't mean me. Well, I was going to ask your age, but since it's none of my business, I won't. That doesn't concern anybody, Alice. And anybody that wants to know is just an old busybody. Isn't that true?
Sure.
Now then, who was president when you were born? Do you remember?
Tsar Nicholas II.
Who?
Tsar Nicholas II.
Nicholas II. Who's he?
The last emperor of Russia. Finland belonged to Russia in those days.
Oh, and Lapland was in Finland?
Mm-hmm.
And where's Lapland now? Is it still in Finland?
Yes, sir.
And now the whole thing belongs to Russia.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
I knew I'd get a rise out of it. Well, let's hope it doesn't, Meade, and let's hope it remains that way, Alice.
Thank you.
I would like to go on talking to you two, but it's time to win some money. We start you off with a bankroll of $100. Each time you miss a question, you lose half your bankroll. Anytime you feel you've won more than our other couples, you can quit. You don't have to take all four questions. Clear?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, you selected the animal kingdom, and remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what do you want to start with? And remember, one answer between you, your partners.
About $70.
Okay.
$70.
Okay. What kind of birds are widgeons, teals, and mallards?
Ducks.
Ducks is right. You better talk it over here. You now... She might have another answer. You keep out of this.
I will, yeah. I'm just going to say that you now have $170 in your bankroll.
Yes. Now, what do you want to do? You want to proceed?
Yes, sir.
For 60?
180.
80? Okay.
$80. $80. What is another name for a hedgehog? Now, just talk it over. Hedgehog.
Isn't it a gopher?
No, I'm sorry. It's a porcupine.
Well, you now have $85. You lost half your bankroll.
Now, don't get discouraged. Now, what do you want to try?
Go for 60 now.
All right.
For $60.
$60. What do you call a young hen?
A pullet.
I'll agree with that.
Okay, pullet is right.
You now have $145.
Now you're climbing again. What do you want to try? It's your last chance to beat the other couple.
Go for 80.
All right, 80.
$80.
$80. What is an... No, we had an $80.
Yeah, we...
Let's go for 90, then.
All right. 90. What kind of animals are Poland Chinas, Duroc Jerseys, and Chester Whites?
Pigs.
What is it?
Pigs.
Pigs is right.
And you wind up with $235.
Thanks, and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Ladies and gentlemen, for a car with real power, real get-up-and-go, try a DeSoto Automatic with the mighty DeSoto 170-horsepower Fire Dome V8 engine. This DeSoto Fire Dome engine is designed to give you power with maximum efficiency and economy. And the secret is in the design of the hemispherical combustion chambers. These dome-shaped chambers are the reason why the Fire Dome engine can squeeze every bit of power from your fuel. They enable you to drive your DeSoto Automatic on regular gasoline and still get premium performance. Think of that. A 170-horsepower engine operating perfectly that lets you use regular gasoline. I'm sure that once you get behind the wheel of a DeSoto Automatic and feel the smooth, powerful response of the mighty DeSoto 170-horsepower V8 engine, you'll say there's no other automobile engine can match it. Visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow. You'll see that the great DeSoto 170-horsepower Fire Dome engine is just one reason why DeSoto puts you ahead automatically.
For the thrill of the ride that will fill you with pride, try DeSoto Automatic.
Remember, the dealer who sells the stunning DeSoto Automatic also sells the high-style Plymouth.
Okay, George, who's next?
Well, Groucho, we have a man with an interesting job and a housewife. And here they are, Mrs. Lou Ann Mitas, Mr. Charles Carpenter. Would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Well, welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word, and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Lou Ann Mitas, eh? Well, I'm glad to meet us, eh? And Mr. Charles Carpenter.
Correct.
Mrs. Mitas, is that the way you pronounce it?
That's right, Groucho.
Since you're more my type, I'll start with you. Are you a local girl?
Well, I'm as local as almost anyone in Los Angeles. I'm living here now, but I'm originally from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
I've been out here 3 years.
You like it out here?
I love it out here.
How long have you been married?
A little over 2 years, and I have a lovely 15-month-old son.
Uh-huh. What sort of work does your husband do?
My husband's an attorney at law, Groucho.
A lawyer?
A lawyer.
Oh. I'll bet he's a prince of a fellow, is he?
He certainly is.
I'd say you were about 21, is that right?
Oh, how flattering.
Of course I'm flattering. You think I want to get socked with a briefcase? However, I'm not too far away, am I?
Not too.
As a lawyer's wife, how much do you know about his work? For example, how does he go about preparing a case?
Well, he gets the facts from his clients and goes about getting evidence to substantiate their pleas, and then he goes about preparing briefs and then prepares his cases in court or presents them at court.
Mm-hmm. Does he win all his suits?
Well, he misses one occasionally. Nobody's perfect.
Well, he occasionally loses his suits.
Yes.
Well, that explains why he's so careful about his briefs, I guess. He just wants to look good in front of the jury. What sort of work do you do, Mr. Carpenter?
I'm a real estate broker.
Really? Well, who have you broken lately?
Broken anyone?
Yes.
Myself, primarily.
Oh, well, is this a full-time occupation, or do you have other interests, like something legal?
Well, I do some blind buying at auctions.
You mean you're loaded when you buy things?
Not necessarily. Maybe it would help, though.
You mean you buy things without knowing exactly what they are?
That is correct.
That's like getting married.
Yeah, almost.
Well, specifically, what have you bought at auction?
Oh, about a year ago, I bought a lot here at a tax sale on Sunset Boulevard for $250.
Property there sells for around $5,000 a foot, doesn't it?
That's right.
On Sunset Boulevard. How big was this lot?
18 inches by 150 feet.
You're sort of the local boy wonder of Wall Street, aren't you? What did you do with this lot? Did you store flagpoles on it?
No, there was a signboard on it. I figured I'd get some rent out of it, and so I contacted the sign company, and they moved the sign.
Well, what are you doing with this lot now?
I'm waiting for someone else. I'm not paying the taxes, so it'll be up for tax sale again.
And you plan on buying it again?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for someone else to step into my shoes.
Oh. Well, what are some of the other shrewd bargains that you've made?
Well, I bought 80 acres of land on top of a mountain up in Ventura County.
That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well, there's no road to it.
Isn't there a helicopter goes up there?
Well, it's flat on top, they tell me. And
you've never been up there?
I can't get to it.
You bought this sight unseen?
Oh, yes.
What are some of the other smart bargains you've purchased?
Well, I bought a small lot out in the west side of Los Angeles. It was 3 feet by 6 feet by 9 feet. It was in a cornfield. Just a good site for a telephone booth, maybe.
Well, where do these little lots come from? And don't tell me the stork delivers them.
No, they are surveyors' mistakes. And some of them are mine.
Well, you certainly know your onions, Chuck. You don't know anything about real estate, but you certainly know your onions. Well, I'd like to continue talking to you two, but now it's time to play You Bet Your Life.
In the race for the $1,000, the first couple won $235, and the secret word is clock.
Now, you selected movie quiz, and remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, what question do you want to start with? And remember, one answer between you.
$100.
$100. One of Hollywood's top directors turned out A Place in the Sun and Shane, among others. What is his name?
George.
Place in the Sun and Shane.
Stevens.
George Stevens. George Stevens is correct.
You now have $200 in your bankroll.
Now what do you want to try?
90?
William Claude Duncanfield was the real name of what great comedian?
W.C. Fields.
That's right. W.C. Fields is right.
You now have $290.
Now, what do you want to try?
80.
Okay, for $80, who was the original Phantom of the Opera in the movies?
Lon Chaney Sr. Lon Chaney.
You now have $370.
Now, what do you want to try? Last chance to beat the other couple.
What's left, 70?
You can quit. Yeah, 70.
70.
Here's the cast. William Holden, June Allison, Barbara Stanwyck, Frederick March, Walter Pigeon, Shelley Winters, Paul Douglas, Louis Calhoun. What's the picture?
Executive Suite.
Executive Suite is correct.
And you wind up with $440 in your bankroll.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fenneman, on with the show. Who's next?
Well, Groucho, I saw a piece in the paper not so long ago about some people with a very unusual story. So I got in touch with them, and I asked them to come down to our show any night they got a chance, and they're here tonight. So right now, I'd like you to meet Mrs. Yvette Bro and her daughter, Flash. Ladies, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome, welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Flash and Yvette Briault, eh? Is that right? Well, you're very charming young ladies. Which one is Flash?
I'm Flash.
You're Flash, eh? How old are you, Flash?
17.
And where's your hometown?
I was born here in L.A.
Yvette, if your daughter is 17, how old are you? You must be around 27, huh?
No, I'm 41.
41, mm-hmm. Where are you from, Yvette?
Montreal, Canada. I'm a Canadian.
Oh. Do you speak French?
Oh, yes, I do. I wish you could talk, too.
I can barely talk English. You know? Well, in addition to Flash, Yvette, do you have any other children?
Yes, I have 17 children.
Yvette, my eyes are not what they used to be. What did you say?
17 children.
You have 17 children?
Yes,
I do. Yours?
Yes, all mine.
Well, I'd like to shake hands with you.
Thank you.
Flash, how does your father feel about this rather startling turn of events? Is he happy or just dazed?
Oh, my daddy loves children.
He must be quite a fellow, Yvette. What sort of job does he have?
He's working for Columbia Steel Company. He's a machinist.
Machinist?
Yes.
Well, let's find out about your brothers and sisters, Flash. Could you give us their ages?
Well, the oldest one is 23, 22, 21, 29.
Just a moment. The oldest is 23?
23, 22, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, and 2, and the baby's 3 months.
What happened to 4?
That's all there is.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful family, Mama, and you certainly to be congratulated.
Thank you.
It must be quite a job handling 17 children. Do you find it difficult?
Well, the first 10 are the most difficult.
Now, there's a statement I'd like to think about. Huh? Mama, what do you mean by that, the first 10 are the most difficult?
Well, now the oldest one that could help the smaller one now.
Oh, I see. Well, someone who's had 17 children, you look pretty healthy. How do you explain that?
Well, before I got married, I was sick and run down. And after I got married, then I have my health back. And now I'm getting stronger all the time.
Ladies, do you feel sick, run down? Well, how about cooking for a gang like that? How do you manage it, Ma?
Well, I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I serve breakfast.
Wait a minute. You said clock. That's the secret word. So there's $50 for you
Thank
and 50
you.
For your daughter.
Thank you.
And see that she gets it later.
Yeah.
You're a remarkable woman, Yvette. 30 million housewives out there complain bitterly when they can't find a can opener. And you're up at 6 making oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
How about food, Flash? Could you give us a rundown on supply?
We got about 42 loaves of bread, 100 pounds of potato, 50 pounds of meat, 25 pounds of sugar, 25 heads of cabbage.
Well, do you have a truck to deliver this? Or?
No. Well, the grocery store is not far away from the house. There's always a line on the street to go to the store.
There's always someone running to the grocery
That's
store
right.
and someone on his way back.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to open up your own grocery store?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No business.
Well, how do you manage such a large family on one salary? It's a kind of a personal question, but do you get any help?
Oh, yes. The older one helps to clothe the smaller
They're
one.
They're working?
Oh, yes. We have five. They work.
Five of them are working?
Yes, and they all give the money to help the kids.
Groucho, I don't want to interrupt anything here, except we have sort of another surprise for you, I think. We not only invited Flash and her mother, but we invited the whole family to our show tonight.
Well, where are they?
Well, they're out in the audience.
Will the Briol family please stand up? Come out, wherever you are. Now I know how Custer felt when the Indians surrounded him. Huh? Say, if you ever move out of Los Angeles, Philadelphia's going to be tight again. Maybe. Well, congratulations, Mr. Briault. You certainly have a wonderful family.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to dispose of a few of them, I just send them over to my house. Well, now, what about the quiz? Which of you wants to take part? Now, wait a minute. Any family that has to buy 56 quarts of milk and 50 pounds of potatoes deserves a break. Should we let the whole family answer the quiz? And I suppose the audience too, huh? Now get together and make up your minds now. Real fast, remember? We start you off with $100. If you miss a question, you lose half your bankroll. And you can quit any time you want.
In the race for the $1,000, the lawyer's wife and Mr. Carpenter are leading with $440.
Okay, now let's see how much money you can make. You selected culinary quiz.
I'll start with 70.
What are you going to start with?
70.
What do you say, Pop?
70. Yes, 70.
$70? What is the name for a thick Italian vegetable soup?
Goo-goo. Ravioli.
One answer now. Come on. Talk it over. Take a guess if you don't know. No, it's minestrone.
No.
This will never do. This baby needs milk.
Well, you still have $50 of your original 100.
All right. Now what are you going to try?
No, we're going to try 30 on that.
30?
Yeah.
The word Bermuda is associated with what kind of vegetable? Bermuda what?
Kitten.
Hey, you can answer too, you know.
I don't know.
Bermuda onions.
Oh, okay.
You must have cooked a lot of onions with this gang,
yeah,
haven't you? Huh?
Not Bermuda. You now have $25.
I'll take 60.
60? What meat do you associate with Yorkshire pudding?
Beef.
Beef is right. Roast beef.
Wow. You now have $85.
And this is your last chance to beat the other couples. Now, what do you want to try?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. $100? All right. What do you call the liquid portion of separated sour milk?
Skim milk.
Sour cream.
No, it's whey. W-H-E-Y.
Jim, I'm sorry. You wind up with $42.50 in your bankroll.
Well,
$42. You didn't earn as much in the quiz as I hoped you would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure the DeSoto Plymouth dealers would like to show you our appreciation for coming here tonight. How about an automatic washing machine? Could you use anything like
that? Yeah, I would like that very much.
Would you like that?
Yeah. Well,
and you won the secret word? Well, we can't help you in the quiz, but we're going to give you $10 to each kid for winning the secret word. So that gives you $170. and a washing machine and whatever you won just now in the quiz.
$42.50.
So you'll get
Thank
over
it. Thank you very much.
Thanks and good luck to DeSoto Plymouth. Good night, young man.
And that means that the lawyer's wife and Mr. Carpenter with $440 in just 1 minute get a chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. And here comes our winning couple, Groucho, the lawyer's wife and Mr. Carpenter, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question.
All right, here we go for $1,000. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Here it is. Let's see how well you know your states. For $1,000, tell me the name of the capital of Kentucky.
It's the only one I can think of.
What is the answer you two have decided upon?
The only name I can think of is Louisville.
Well, you're a racetrack fan, I guess, but it's Frankfurt. So that means the big question next week will be worth $1,500. Well, you lost the big money, but you did pretty good in the quiz. How much, George?
$440 in the quiz.
Congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Thank you, Groucho. Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,500. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember that the dealers who sell the outstanding DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission also have on display the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low-priced field. DeSoto, Plymouth. Two great new cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see the DeSoto Automatic.
Groucho Marx and the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America salute Atlantic City, which this year is celebrating its 100th birthday. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.